And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Doe?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage, on the mic. I got to find a way to get it on wax for y'all. I got to find a way. Maybe Mike D can help us out.
Maybe Jalen Mike Jacoby, D can what do we do?
We get a people what they want.
Happy Monday, everybody. There's a lot to get to. We had some huge games in the NFL. We had AD and the Lakers. AD put up 50 points, but we start with Sunday Night Football. The Rams beat the Seahawks, but most importantly, Todd Gurley, that guy, carried the ball 23 times for 79 yards. We've been calling for Gurley all season long. Do you think the Rams have started to figure it out on offense?
When they're going to be at their best, it's when that gentleman is carrying the football, creating a level of balance for Jared Goff. Not when Jared Goff is dropping back, passing the football 50 times. That's just not a recipe for success. It was great to see Higby go for over 100 yards. It was great to see Gurley have over 100 scrimmage yards total. That's going to create a level of balance that allows their defense to sustain itself, which it did yesterday. Anytime you can make Russell Wilson on a Sunday look pedestrian, that's a great day.
Now, this is one of those sneaky teams that you don't want to play in the playoffs. Like, they've really had some low lows during this season, but they are one of those teams that you just don't want to see in a playoff game, and they keep their playoff hopes alive with that win against the Seahawks. But the game of the week was in New Orleans. The Niners and the Saints going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and it came down to the end when Jimmy G and the 49ers ended up getting the win 48-46. What a game this was, Jalen. What do you think watching this shootout in New Orleans?
First and foremost, you know how much I love punt returns and kick returns. And to start the game, the Saints was getting great field position by their special teams. And just punching it in the end zone with Jared Cook, who had two touchdowns early. And I hate to say had he not gotten hurt, but I'm telling you, he was probably on a trajectory to get three or four touchdowns. That's how unstoppable he was looking. But for the 49ers, it was refreshing to see them a part of a shootout and actually win. We know their defense can be stout, and we understand that the Saints were playing at home where they're virtually unbeatable when they're hitting on all cylinders. But for the 49ers to go on the road and Jimmy G to have four touchdown passes, for Sanders to have big numbers, he also threw for a touchdown. That was really impressive.
So we saw the kick there that won the 49ers the game at the end, but I want to show you a play that set up that kick. George Kittle on fourth down. You know it. You've seen it by now. One tackler goes down, and then this is where it gets interesting. He's got a face mask. And then at the end, he takes a man jumping onto him to bring him down. I love this play so much. What do you see from Kittle beasting on this one?
Maximum effort and want to on the road, understanding what's at stake. This was an opportunity for one of these teams to potentially be the number one seed in their conference, to have a bye the first week in the playoffs. So for him to run with gentlemen basically raking at his face mask at that point of the game, for them to get in position to make the game-winning field goal, that was an outstanding win by the 49ers.
I think in the wake of Gronkowski, George Kittle has established himself as the best tight end in the NFL. And he doesn't just do this. He does this often. And when he was hurt, you could really tell that the 49ers missed him. It's great to have him back, especially as they tune up for those playoffs that you mentioned. So those are some of the best teams in the NFC. Some of the teams with the best records in the AFC went head-to-head in Foxborough, and that, of course, is the Chiefs against the New England Patriots. This was a really interesting game. It was close. It was a one-possession game, and there were some questionable calls in this one, too. Jalen, what do you think about the matchup in Foxborough?
You alluded to it. Too many officiating blunders.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when the game ends and we're talking about the plays that were missed. Like Sammy Watkins, I felt like he was short on that third down. Belichick challenges it, loses the challenge. Which sets the table, all of a sudden Harris running down the sideline. He scores a touchdown. The officials say that he stepped out of bounds. How about the time? I know. Kelce fumbles. Gilmore picks it up. It's going the other way. So those are all game-changing plays that went against the Pats in this game.
And the thing is, like, you mentioned it before, is because Belichick had prior a challenge that he couldn't challenge what was obviously someone not going out of bounds, there should be checks and balances for this. Like, the NFL just can't figure this out. Like, if someone is called this play, if someone's called out of bounds and they do not go out of bounds, you shouldn't have to have a challenge to make that right because it wasn't a scoring play. Well, it wasn't a scoring play because you guys called him out of bounds. But Jalen, do you know what's worse, the officiating? There's a gentleman by the name of Jacoby on the Patriots and he's not catching. He's not catching. He's a wide receiver, but he's just wide because he's killing the Jacoby name. We had Jacoby Brissett playing well. We had Jacoby White on the Bulls playing well. This isn't good, Jalen. This isn't good. I'm concerned.
I have to say something for the Jacobys out there. And you look handsome with a collared shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Just wanted to class up the show a little bit.
I remember when Andrew Luck went out and we felt like Jacoby Brissett was the second coming. The Colts haven't fared so well this last month or so. They got to put some respect on your name.
They really do. Listen, if this keeps up, I'm going to have to change my name. We're going to have to change the logo. We're going to have to change the show and everything. Because this is not good. Jacoby Myers is not playing well, and Tom Brady is not happy with him. Tom Brady should stop throwing on the ball. Tom Brady's just like, you know what? You can put him out there. You can run whatever route you want. They might as well just leave you alone because Tom Brady stopped playing him the ball at the end of that game. Big win for the Chiefs. The Patriots offense certainly seems to have a lot to be desired. I think there's a lot of focus on the refs, but that kind of is glossing over the fact that the offense has not played well for about 3 weeks in a row. Do you think they can figure this out as they head into the playoffs?
So in a salary cap sport, it's all about your resources. And it was great to see Harry catch the ball because I had called for him because he was a first round pick. He got taken over DK Metcalf. So you want to see that guy getting opportunities. Their run game has been non-existent. Where's Sony Michel? Where's Sony Michel?
Still the team. James White's out there, but Sony Michel, I haven't seen him.
James White is like the Swiss Army knife. They throw it to him every time or run it with him every time. And so, like, I don't see that changing much. Edelman still finds ways to make plays. Oh, we're talking about missed calls. The pass interference against Edelman in the end zone went against the Patriots as well. So it was impressive for me to see the Kansas City Chiefs win a low-scoring game. But to your point, the Patriots offense is not all of a sudden going to become explosive on the outside. It's not going to happen. They've devoted those resources to defense, and their defense has been terrific all season.
Their defense has been good, but when you look at the AFC playoff picture and you can just sort of tell that looks like the Super Bowl trip is going to go through Baltimore, and right now I would not pick either of these teams over the Ravens. We'll get to the Ravens later, but right now we have to start with some very important news that matters. Jalen, driving down the highway in Utah, I believe it was I-15. There's just a young woman driving down, minding her own business. Just, you know, sometimes when you're on the highway, you check out the cars around you and you kind of look in the window of the cars that are going the same speed as you. And, well, look at what this young woman saw while driving on the highway in Utah. My man is playing the trumpet while driving on the highway, and he has zero hands on the wheel. Jalen, if you saw someone playing the trumpet while driving down the highway, what would you do?
Danger! Danger! That's what that looks like to me. But I have to tell you this. And I'm all for somebody trying to hone their craft. But you ready for this? Riding in New York City, Bronx River, there's a gentleman that does the exact same thing.
Really?
I tried to get out my phone. I tried to record him, but I missed him. He was driving a yellow vehicle doing the exact same thing. I think he was playing a clarinet or a trumpet.
A clarinet? But it was, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I, again, am not mad at somebody trying to hone their craft. But however, you're putting a lot of people at danger.
Yeah, you got to put your hands on the wheel. Jalen Rose, little known fact, David Jacoby took the trumpet for 2 years. Very difficult to play that thing. It looks easy when you see Dizzy Gillespie out there, but you got to, like, vibrate your lips. It's very difficult instrument. I should have picked something else. I should have picked something else. That was hard.
Little known fact. Rest in peace to my Aunt Jackie. Fourth and fifth grade at Edmondson Elementary School. Jalen Rose played the trombone.
Oh, trombone. It's a big one.
Yes,
you got to carry that thing around. That's good. Jalen, you know what? We should start a jazz band when they finally cancel this show. We should really start a jazz band. Jalen, did you get kicked out of that school too?
No, I graduated
okay,
from fifth grade.
Good job. Good job for you. Jalen Rose, Anthony Davis put up 50 points against the Timberwolves, and he did it without making a single three-point shot. Jalen Rose, what did you think about him going old school and getting 50 without hitting a three?
Well, the Lakers are operating like a well-oiled machine, and players have fallen into their roles. The guys like Danny Green, who are shooters, they spot up and take their open opportunities when they come. But this is all about those two gentlemen right there, mm-hmm. playing like two of the top five players in the game. This is why you put those guys together. And we felt like it was going to be seamless because LeBron James is one of the best passers that the league has seen, who's also a terrific scorer and improved shooter to the point where when he gets hot, it's really good. It's really impressive to watch him knock down threes. And then all of a sudden, Anthony Davis, you insert him into the mix, the drop pass for pick and rolls. You can give it to him on the block. He can spin out for lobs. He does it in the half court. He does it in transition. He's a complete basketball player, and playing with LeBron is unlocking that greatness in his game.
And, you know, I don't like to compliment you too much, but you did make a really good point last week about load management and LeBron James. The best thing to do is to get a big lead and then sit out those minutes in the fourth quarter. And what the Lakers are doing now that LeBron wasn't used to, especially in Cleveland, they maintain the lead when he's on the bench. Like, that's something that he hasn't been able to do. He had to play so many minutes for that Cleveland team, so many games for that Cleveland team. And with this Lakers team, they find a way to sometimes expand leads when he is not in the game. And Jalen, I want to show you something that he did to Gorgui Dieng. I want to show you because LeBron can still get up and down the floor and can still get up off the floor. Look at this dunk right here. Tell me what you see.
Gorgui Dieng, the walk of shame. It's when you go out to shoot around at 9 in the morning and you seeing people leave that had on the clothes from the night before. That's what Gorgui Dieng has to do after this dunk by LeBron James with ferocity. But I have to say this too. Dieng playing alongside Karl Anthony Towns reminded me of the luxury that Anthony Davis now has. Remember, mm-hmm. so many people were assassinating the character of one Rob Pelinka. And yep. I was one person standing on the table to defend him. But there's certain lineups where you could be like, okay, we'll put AD at the four because he doesn't always like to play the five. So we could throw Dwight Howard in there, who's been defensive player of the year. We could throw JaVale McGee in there. So they could throw so many bodies at a player like Karl Anthony Towns that allows Anthony Davis to really focus on his offense and go to work.
I mean, AD had 50, LeBron James had 32, and a big dunk. He had 13 assists, but nothing. Nothing happened in the Staples Center that was more important than this from Lizzo. Let's check in on the Grammy-nominated Lizzo on the sidelines at courtside.
Lizzo, I know you live in L.A. now. You spent some time in Minnesota. Who are you cheering for tonight in this basketball game?
Let me tell you something. Both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm.
That's your guy?
That's my baby.
Okay. You know him?
Nope.
I love it so much. There's so much I want to discuss here, but number one, she said that right in front of LeBron James. You saw LeBron James listening in when you see the clip. What do you think about Lizzo shooting her shot at Karl Anthony Towns at the Lakers game?
Come on, Bron. Stop ear hustling. Stop being nosy. Thinking that she gonna change her answer because you standing there. That's one. Number two, she was born in Detroit, so she gonna stand on what she does. And also, we should play the footage of her on the Jumbotron when she twerked it, big girl, small world style, and turned around, and her bottom was out. Literally. I wish we would have showed that footage on the show. And lastly, I ain't mad at her having a good time sitting front row. Coconut oil is what her backside needed. That's the name of one of her songs.
Jalen, you know exactly why we're not playing that footage. Do not get us canceled, okay? Do not get us canceled. If you didn't see Lizzo's outfit to the Laker game last night, you should definitely look that up. Don't do it from work. Big shout to Lizzo. Moving on, do you remember on Friday night when the Thunder were down by 2 points with 1.1 seconds left and Chris Paul saw Jordan Bell check into the game without his shirt tucked? So then what does Chris Paul do? He gets a delay of game call that ended up being key and the Thunder would win in overtime. Well, last night, the refs turned the tables on him.
Chris Paul said...
Oh.
So now we have the refs calling not one, but two delay of game calls on Chris Paul in the following game from when he got one on Jordan Bell. Do you think the refs were singling out Chris Paul and making a point?
Obviously they were, but I want to make a bigger point. It was a mistake for the officials to give Jordan Bell basically a game change and delay a game to put them on the free throw line when they played against Oklahoma. I don't care what Chris Paul knew about the rule. That was not the time to put them on the free throw line at that pivotal point of the game. So now you create a unique domino. Are we going to start calling this on a nightly basis?
Yep.
I watch a lot of basketball, and I see Kyrie's jersey hanging out all of the time. I can name you 50 players, including myself, who used to always have his jersey hanging out. So you trying to tell me that that's going to be something? Is that what we doing here? So I don't like going down that path.
I don't like it either. And I think it's like Chris Paul, you know, he's obviously you know, he knows the rules. He's a veteran. He's part of the group that's sort of like the competition committee or whatever. But here's the thing. He's checking into the game. So if you're checking into the game and the ref calls you in, then you cannot have an untucked jersey. That's how specific we are. Also, when the ref calls you into the game, it's a dead ball. So you're not even delaying the game. Like, it's just kind of silly to me, this whole thing. And I agree with you. The refs should not have made that call. And I also agree that they specifically singled him out to give him two delay of game calls in one game. And he was right. They did end up on SportsCenter. Jalen, you remember how I went against the stretch Mark 5 Nikola Jokic last week because he had not had 20 points? Well, he had not one, but two games over 20 points. The stretch Mark 5 trying to get me back on that bandwagon, but I'm not going on the bandwagon, Nikola Jokic. The stretch Mark 5, let's take a look at his last two games versus the previous five. You'll see
a huge
difference.
I see you, Joker.
All it takes is a trip to New York if you want to get some numbers. That's all it takes. You want to get some numbers? Just take a little trip to New York, play the Knicks, play the Nets, and you'll see what happens. What do you think about the return of the stretch Mark 5?
And don't forget about the Celtics, who he also put up big numbers against. The problem is in losing efforts.
Mm.
Don't leave that part out. And so that sometimes is what happens. Teams playing pretty well, best player struggling. Best player gets going, team isn't playing as efficient. Now when they're able to put it all together, you'll be back on the bandwagon. Don't be jumping off the Joker's bandwagon.
No.
You're such a Dieasy fan. You just mad because when you take off your shirt, it looks like his. And now you want to hold make it his fault when you go play rec games and you score zero. Or your team loses the championship. You want to take it out on the Joker.
Noah called me the MVP, and don't you dare mention my rec league team and losing a championship, because you know we have a big game on Wednesday night. Jalen, please. And you know what? I look better than Jokic with my shirt off. I've been working out, doing some yoga. Don't even say that anymore. Just okay is not okay. Whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football, so on Saturday morning, when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team, but after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players. Like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network, and that's AT&T. Just like the best in college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're trying to coordinate who's painting their chest with which letter, or where the tailgate is going to down, or where your tickets are in the stadium, just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network, and stay on top of your game all season long. Best network based on GWS One Score, September 2019. Jalen Rose, I was right about the Rams beating the Seahawks, and I was way wrong about the Ravens and Bills game in Buffalo. The Ravens went into town, and they took care of business, beating the Bills. Jalen, right now, it is very clear that the Ravens are the class of the AFC. They can win shootouts. They can win defensive games. They can win ugly. They can win pretty. They can win any way they want. What did this game prove to you about the Ravens?
What this game proved to me is Lamar Jackson sometimes is the man amongst boys. And I know we're showing some great footage of him right now, but can you show that first play again and show what he really did to number 58?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is
the second
just
week
nasty.
In a row.
We talk so much about breaking ankles in basketball. Look at this. He almost tore his ACL, Jacoby. That's an NFL football player that was unblocked to the quarterback and basically got his ankle broken and almost tore his ACL. So plays like that now set him up to do plays like you're seeing, where he can roll out and throw it to who's ever underneath. It could be a running back. It could be a tight end. It was really impressive to watch Lamar continue to flourish week after week versus stout opponents that they face.
And if you look at the Ravens and you look at the AFC, right now in my mind it's absolutely clear that they are the best team in the AFC. Who do you think can threaten them in the playoffs?
Well, what happens come playoff time is you can't underestimate anybody because this is a style that we truly haven't seen. Colin Kaepernick did it somewhat, but it was still more of a traditional offense in a lot of ways. We see Michael Vick do it somewhat like this, more traditional in a lot of ways. This offense should travel. Because if you can win the time of possession game, if you can get more rush yards than the other team, and plus you got a quarterback like Lamar leading the league in most passing categories or amongst the best in passer rating and total touchdowns in the pocket, this guy has been fantastic. So I agree with you that they are the team to beat, but you can't overlook Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, the
Tom Brady
did look
and
good.
The defense for the Patriots. And don't sleep on the Houston Texans. I know they had a terrible loss yesterday, but when Deshaun is good, he's really good. The defense didn't show up yesterday, but I'm still going to put those four teams in the conversation of squads that could come out of the AFC.
Jalen, can we just give him the MVP now? Is this still a discussion? I don't hear anything about Christian McCaffrey. I don't want to hear anything about Russell Wilson. Can we give Lamar Jackson the MVP right now? Is this over?
We can. And let me tell you a couple of lazy discussions that I want to make sure that I use this amazing platform to highlight. One, when you're talking about the NBA, and it's not even Christmas, and it's not even All-Star break, can we stop talking about who's going to get postseason awards? That's number one. Number two, when you see Jimmy Garoppolo, talk about how he plays on the field. Stop talking about how he looks. That is lazy.
You always bring this up about Jimmy Garoppolo. I think you got a thing. I think you're a little jealous of Jimmy Garoppolo's good looks.
I'm not jealous of yours. I'm not jealous of anybody's because I know I look good. But it's the point of why are we talking about his looks? Why we don't talk about Lamar Jackson's looks?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is a better looking person, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. That's just my personal opinion. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Mainstream media that speak into microphones continue to perpetuate a stereotype. That's why Barbie dolls, for example, had to expand how they made different shapes, colors, and sizes. This is the exact same thing. But to go back to the beginning, yes. Lamar is my front runner for MVP.
You really trying to get us canceled today. I love it. Well, one team that we always talk about is the Cleveland Browns. And they're basically out of the playoffs. But after this game, the talk wasn't about anything that happened on the field. The talk was about something that Baker Mayfield said and then went to Twitter to try to walk back later. Let's listen to the Browns quarterback talk about Odell Beckham's injury and how the medical staff handled it.
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, wasn't handled right. He's not able to run as well as he should be able to, as well as he knows, and that's frustrating for him. You can sense that's some of his frustration, where that comes from. So it wasn't handled the right way in our training room. So it is what it is. And so his not 100% is still good enough for us.
Jalen, he said it wasn't handled right in our training room. He is basically taking shots at the medical staff. Jalen, you've played a long time in the National Basketball Association. How much mistrust is there between medical staff of the team and of the players on the team?
Teaching point. When you're speaking to somebody and you have to tell them, don't tell somebody else what I'm about to tell you, that means you shouldn't be telling them whatever you're about to say. Okay. And the reason why I bring that up is it seems like he's taking a conversation that he's had with OBJ and now putting it on wax. Because when somebody else has an injury and they go to treatment, guess who's not there? Baker. He ain't there. Well, Odell Beckham had to do his extra treatments for his injury. So this seems like something that they were kicking it about that he's now telling us. Number two. Odell Beckham is having a bad season based on what we've seen from him in the New York Giants uniform. So much so that could this be his only season in Cleveland? Could that be the case? I'm predicting that he's not really happy playing football there. So now you talk about his injury. He's already talked about possibly getting surgery or deciding not to. And then you're saying him performing at less than 100 is basically better than so many other people. Not this year.
Mm-mm.
Not this year. Baker, everybody talked about that team making this leap. And I said, you can look at all of the footage of this program that we do every year. I'm looking at him. I'm trying to see what he gonna do. Is he gonna elevate himself to be one of the top QBs in the game? And everything I said about Lamar, the opposite for Baker Mayfield. When you look at the passer, the passer number, the opposite. Lower 25s and everything.
Well, there are some rumors that Odell Beckham Jr. does want out of Cleveland. There's some footage of him kind of going up to opposing players and sort of maybe asking to join another team. So I'm going to ask you a very direct question. Do you think this will be the one and only season that Odell Beckham plays in Cleveland?
If it was up to him, I believe so. But it's not necessarily up to him because the team has his rights. And you can do all of the kicking and screaming that you want. And remember when he was going to play with his great friend Jarvis Landry and so many people felt like that was going to be the best idea ever. This is turning out not to be so when a team doesn't meet expectations on the field.
Well, that's an AFC team that will not be playing in the playoffs, and one that may are the Houston Texans. Jalen, you mentioned this earlier. The Texans played against Drew Lock and the Broncos in a game that they could have won to take control of the AFC South. Well, guess what? Drew Lock and the Broncos beat the Texans by 14 points in Houston. Jalen, how did they lose this game? They needed this one.
So, come on, Houston Texans. This is all on the defense. This is all on the defense. You can't allow Drew Lock to go 22 for 27, 300 plus yards, have three TDs.
No.
Not gonna be able to do it. That just can't happen. That can't happen. So I want to give Denver all of the credit and Lindsey ran hard when he got his opportunities and all of that. But come on now. Come on, Texans. I see you as one of the four teams that can make it to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Y'all can't be having games like this.
I could not remember another season where there were so many quarterbacks I had to Google when I saw them on the field. Like, there's so many quarterbacks this season I had to Google and be like, who's Gardner Minshew? Like, who's that? Huh? Drew Lock? Like, how do you spell that? Like, Drew Lock? He only had five pass attempts that were incomplete the entire day long. Is Drew Lock good?
We don't know yet. And one of those were an interception. How about that? Of those five. Again, I want to give the Broncos credit. They came out and they hit the Texans in the mouth. But come on, Houston. You can't be showing up with having efforts like this.
Yeah. The Houston Texans are just up and down and up and down and up and down. Jalen, you know we got to talk about it, right? Did the Lions win? I couldn't remember. They played the Vikings, right? Did they win? Did they beat the
Meow.
Vikings?
Meow.
Oh wait. Yeah. The Lions on Thanksgiving, did they win that game?
Yeah.
Meow.
Jalen, how many wins do they have? That team? Three times.
Yeah.
Three times they won the football game. That tie is looking better and better. That tie against the Cardinals in week one, you didn't even realize. That tie against the Cardinals is going to be the high point of your season right there. Oh, come on, Lions. Jalen Rose texts me all weekend long about the different topics we need to talk about and the different angles that he has. And he cares so much about what we discuss on this show that we catered a segment just for him. It's called Keep It Moving. I'm going to bring up a topic that happened in the world of sports and pop culture. And then you, if you want to discuss it, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man, keep it moving. Run the intro.
Keep it moving. You know we keep it moving.
Jalen Rose, are you ready? If you want to discuss it, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man will keep it moving. Jalen, we have the final college football playoff slots filled. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
All of the top teams won. Keep it moving.
All right. We'll
keep
it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, we have a new heavyweight champion that was crowned in the dunes of Saudi Arabia. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Anthony Joshua dominated Andy Ruiz in this one. I was watching this fight the whole time, and it really didn't feel like Andy Ruiz won too many rounds in this one. Jalen, what did you see from this fight?
That Ruiz needed to stay away from that buffet. That's what I saw. You can't go into the previous fight at 268 and then come into this rematch at 283.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I saw. Anthony Joshua is chiseled, okay? When those two got into the ring, I felt like that's the reason why I don't bet on sports. Because I would have bet everything I had that the guy that looked chiseled was gonna beat the other guy. And so, but however, I was a little disappointed in something.
What's that?
It's kind of a snooze fest.
A little bit.
I was
disappointed in something else. Anthony Joshua, you gotta get a haircut, man. People are paying money to watch this. You gotta get a haircut, Anthony Joshua. You can't be out there in Saudi Arabia whooping it.
How you gonna get a cut in Saudi Arabia?
See? But Andy Ruiz did it.
Jacoby, you're not faithful to barbers. You go to the barber shop and you get whoever has an open chair to cut your hair. Some people are really particular about who cuts their hair. He's in Saudi Arabia. He like, I'm good. I'd rather just wolf it. I'll wait till I get back.
So, Jalen, you know, I really want to see a Joshua Wilder fight. But while I was watching this fight, it seemed a little bit like last time. Anthony Joshua gets gassed. Yeah, he's chiseled. Yeah, he looks like he's in great shape. But Andy Ruiz had a little bit more energy than him as the fight went on. And I'm concerned that might come back to haunt Joshua in his next fight. We have a Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder rematch. Will the winner of that fight finally fight Anthony Joshua?
Yes, 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 yes. And all three of those guys have been on this show. And we hope to bring them back on the show. And we've been a part of instigating those fights. But I agree with you. Let me just say this. Anthony Joshua, when a gentleman comes into the ring looking like Ruiz did, you got to knock him out.
You got to knock him out.
You got to knock him out. It was not
a good show. Like, we've seen, like, the last Fury Wilder fight was such a great show. It was so dramatic and back and forth and back and forth, the controversial decisions. This one was a little bit boring. And you know what? I'm with Wilder. Wilder's gonna win all this. Wilder's gonna beat Fury. Wilder's gonna beat Joshua. And then Wilder's gonna stand there and be like, what now? What do I do now? I love it. Jalen, we have an update on the Michigan's men's basketball program. Are you familiar with that at all?
Breaks.
Your guy, Juwan Howard, coached them to a big win against Iowa. They had six players in double figures. I know you watched this one. What did you like from your alma mater?
You see Simpson at the top of the floor orchestrating it. You see Big Teske down low. You see Livers making plays in transition. You see the lob over the top. Six players in double figures, giving up good shots to get great shots. I appreciate how the team continues to improve within itself. And what do I mean by that? Unlocking each player's opportunity to maximize their minutes. When you're a deep team, guys have to get in there and do what they do. Low turnovers, maximum effort, give up good shots to get great shots, hustle in transition, sacrifice your body, and that's what this team is doing early in the year.
Yeah, they look really good, and they've got Illinois this week, and then on Saturday, huge game against Oregon. Do you think that they can win both of those games?
I'm a Detroit native. Mm-hmm. I'm a Michigan alum. Mm-hmm. I have a scholarship endowment at the school, and I'm a donor. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to pick against Michigan.
I know. They could be playing the Lakers. You'd be like, I think they can do it. I think they can do it.
That's my squad.
I'm
not die easy. I've sat in the locker room and walked on the floor and looked at Scottie Pippen like he ain't got nothing on me. You gotta have a rational level of confidence in order to play at that level.
I like how you said Scottie Pippen instead of Michael Jordan on that one. Moving on, we have an update on our guy, Naz Carter of Washington. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Listen. If you ever want to know what's going on with Naz Carter, just tune in to Jalen and Jacoby, ESPN 2 at 2 p.m. We will always give you the latest on Naz Carter. If you don't know, his name is Naz, first of all. Number two, last name Carter. He is Sean Carter, Jay-Z's nephew. So you know Jay's tuning in. He's tuning in to watch the Naz Carter updates. The latest is he had 15 points and 5 rebounds in what ended up being a loss to a good Gonzaga team. Jalen, he's very consistent. He scored between 12 and 16 in his last 5 games. You just always know what you're going to get from Naz Carter there.
But here's the thing now. You see these highlights are graduating. At first it was dunks. Yep. Then you saw the spot up three. Then you just saw the pin down action, the catch and shoot jump shot. So now you see a player growing into himself and getting a lot more confident.
He keeps going like this. We're going to get Sean Carter to the game. We're going to get Jay-Z and Beyonce courtside. You know, Jay-Z's very busy, you know, but he's going to wait until Washington's on the road. He'll probably meet him halfway in the Midwest somewhere. We're going to get Jay-Z in one of these games.
Oh.
Jay-Z, you're also welcome to come on the show anytime you want. I know you're very busy, but we're right here in Manhattan too. I'm sure your office is. We'll send a car for you or something. No big deal. Well, we're going from a Nas Carter update to a Vince Carter update. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Different Cup's VC and he's Sergeant Lamar Carter. Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes. He had 17 points in 20 minutes, but this is the one that I wanted you to see. Look at what he did to PJ Washington of the Hornets. Boop, got him. Spin, got him. Turn around.
Heat check.
And then hit the three. That's hard to do.
PJ, that's nephew right there. Hey, that's actually good defense. This guy been doing it for 20 years. Going into the Hall of Fame. Here's something I want people to always remember about Vince Carter's game.
What's that?
He's one of those high flyers that can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those high flyers that can shoot the basketball. And it's really impressive seeing a guy that probably is one of the, if not the most athletic guy to ever do it, lose a little bit of athleticism and still more athletic than 75% of the league.
Jalen, I watched Vince Carter play, and he's still contributing 17 points. That's a real number. I want to know why you're not in the National Basketball Association.
Because Mike D'Antoni, Carmelo Anthony, me. Except Melo got back in the game.
Yeah, we got Melo back in the game. We got Vince Carter. I know you've been working out a little bit. You know what? I'm going to make you a mixtape. I'm going to make you one of those Instagram mixtapes of some of your highlights. We're gonna need some special effects to take out that gut, though. Okay, Jalen. KFC has a very special fire log for the holidays. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Boy, mainstream media and this chicken, boy, I tell you, hit the brakes.
KFC is selling an artificial fire log. You know those fire starters? They're great. When I had a fireplace, I would use those all the time. It's easier than like using newspaper or whatever. But this one smells like greasy fried chicken. Are you going to fire one of those up in your living room for the holidays?
I have a really important question for you. Do you believe the people that purchased this going to look more like me or more like you?
I don't know, but I'm not purchasing one of those. You know, I don't like the word greasy. If it just said fried chicken, I'd be down. But the word greasy in there is a little too much for me. I'm good with a regular smelling fire log for the holidays.
All I know is this.
Don't say it. Whatever you're about
Saturday
to say, don't
night.
Say it.
Saturday night, Jacoby family Christmas party. I had some great fried chicken. Thank you, Joy. Great fried chicken.
Jalen, we didn't get the chance to discuss this on Friday's show. We had David Fizdale of the New York Knicks removed from his position as head coach. Jalen, what do you think about the decision to fire Fiz?
So the New York Knicks situation has been one of basic dysfunction over the last 20 years. So much so that they had the worst record in the NBA over that time. They've had 6 or 7 coaches in the last decade. They start the season, I felt like while they weren't going to be a playoff team, that they would be better. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, as somebody who's talked so much on this program about success starts up top. And James Dolan, to me, has to be someone that eventually decides, I'm going to give a president the autonomy and or a coach to actually do it their way if the Knicks are going to turn around their situation. So it doesn't matter if they hire Red Auerbach. They've already had Phil Jackson. They've paid Larry Brown $30 million not to coach. They've paid Derek Fisher $10 or $15 million not to coach. They're going to pay Fizdale $10 million or so not to coach. This is probably the best Christmas gift they could have did for him. Mm-hmm. They did him a favor. Okay. I hope he just goes on a vacation, enjoys his wife, his kids, and he will be back in the league ASAP.
Jalen, I know I wasn't alone when the news came across the wire. I was like, wait, that Mike Miller? I was like, that Mike Miller's the head coach? The Knicks have it. Mike Miller's the head coach? And I was like, oh, different Mike Miller in the NBA circles. I was so excited for young Mike Miller to be the head coach of the New York Knicks. The Knicks, they're just a mess. Jalen, another mess in the tri-state area is the New York Giants. The New York Giants play the Eagles tonight. Can the Giants beat the Eagles? Because literally no one wants to win the NFC East this year, it feels like.
This is going to be trouble for Eli Manning. And the NFC East, from top to bottom, has the worst win percentage. You ready for this? Of all time.
No.
So what you're saying is accurate. The problem, however, for the Giants is the Eagles need to have a sense of urgency, especially after how they played against the Dolphins. So I anticipate the Giants, while showing some spirit because Eli's going to be behind center, ultimately, I feel like they're going to get drugged by the Eagles, though, who are still have an opportunity to win the division and host a first-round playoff game.
Well, I've been to a Monday night game in Philadelphia, and that environment is electric. I think the Eagles are going to win this one. And another reason I want the Eagles to win, I want the Cowboys to miss the playoffs. I really want the Cowboys to miss the playoffs. I just want the drama. I'm so tired of talking about the Cowboys. Like, if they miss the playoffs, maybe we can finally not talk about them until they fire Jason Garrett, which is inevitable. Big win for the Eagles tonight. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive, Too Hot for TV. So much to discuss today. Jalen, we had a very controversial morning this morning working on Jalen and Jacoby. Oh. It was all about Lizzo's outfit at the Laker game. This is definitely Too Hot for TV. We literally could not show her outfit at the Laker game because she was wearing some black fishnet tights. And she was wearing a black dress. But the black dress had a gigantic hole all around her butt cheeks, and she had a thong on. The question was, is it inappropriate to wear that to a Laker game, which there will be children at?
She's an adult. She looked in the mirror and decided she wanted to wear an outfit. In 2019, I see people wearing all types of crazy-looking outfits, including men carrying bags. So she's living her best life.
So if I went to that game and my son Quincy was there, my son Quincy would not stop talking about her outfit the whole time. I know him. That's what he would do. He would talk about. So it was brought up amongst the production staff that perhaps it was inappropriate because it's a family affair.
Do you think he'd be talking about her outfit or talking about her actual backside?
I don't know. He would cover all the bases. That's what I know. He would cover all the bases. He would cover all of the bases. And what if, so and another question is if Brianna showed up looking like that, would we talk about her the same way? Maybe not. It's hard to check your biases.
If Rihanna did it, we'd be like, oh, stylish. That's what people would do. We've had successful women performers like Lil' Kim when she showed up at the MTV Movie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Her outfit, J-Lo's infamous outfit, classic. So, I'm not mad at her. What do you think? Do you think it was appropriate for her to wear it to the game?
It did.
That's the most important thing.
I thought it was appropriate. But then when one of our colleagues said that it's a kid's environment, I imagined myself going there with Quincy, and Quincy would have a lot of follow-up questions once she walked by. That's all I know.
But here's the thing, and our society is operating more open and more transparent. And you now even see it in television commercials where, you know, things that weren't necessarily shown on TV and said on the radio are now being done. And so that's where your amazing parenting has to come in. And it'd be good for him that you were there with him when he got exposed. Because that could be a great father-son conversation.
So he goes to me around the bus and he was like, what's buzz driving mean? I had to explain to him. And I was like, listen, so when you drink alcohol, it can impair you. And he was like, well, how does that work? Why does that happen? And I was just like, you know what? I'll explain later. I'll explain later.
All I know is this. It was great to spend time with you and the family Saturday. You guys did a terrific job of hosting family and friends. I enjoyed being amongst them. The basketball team was there. Y'all got a big game on Wednesday.
Big game on Wednesday. Big game.
You know, you guys huddled up in the middle of the party reminded me of a scene of White Men Can't Jump.
Why I gotta be racial?
I'm telling you why.
Why I gotta make it racial?
I'm telling you the scene where you guys are huddled up a week before the game and all y'all doing is talking about the game.
Big game.
The love of the game.
Big game.
The love of the game.
Big game.
What? The game, I need to go to the game.
I need to go to the game. I'm going to do Jalen and Jacoby on Wednesday. I'm sure we're going to talk about James Harden and whatever football, you know, LeBron and the Cowboys. But I'm not going to be thinking about it. I'm going to be, the words coming out of my mouth are going to be about LeBron and the Lakers or whatever. But my brain is going to be on my rec league championship that night.
You know what we need? Let me tell you what we need.
What do we need?
We need footage of the game. That's what we need.
Why?
Why not? You talk about athletes and sporting events all of the time. What ends up happening? We show footage.
So
I'm gonna go. I know what I'm gonna do.
What?
I got y'all. I got the public. You know, we talk about giving the people what they want. Not mm-hmm. only am I gonna come to the game, I'm gonna bring somebody to make sure they're recording it.
So here's
the
thing.
All they're gonna do is have the camera on you. Don't look at nobody else. Keep the camera on Jacoby. I'm selling you guys. I'm going to be there. I'm putting it on wax. And I'm going to make sure we have a Jacoby ISO cam.
Do you know where and when the game is?
I can find out.
It's a question.
I can find out.
You don't have any of my teammates' phone numbers. Yeah. Yeah.
I can ask your wife.
My wife doesn't know where the game is. My wife has no concern about the game. Someone on my team just texted me, like, are any of your wives coming? I was like, are you kidding me? My wife has no interest in going to watch me play terrible basketball. We're all over 40. We score like 45 points a game. Like, it's not good basketball.
Oh, so speaking of basketball.
I gotta get some buckets.
You know, one of the things I enjoy doing with this job is following the young prospects before they actually get to the NBA. And as I look at ESPN 100 rankings of the 2020 class,
mm-hmm.
you know what stands out to me that we got to get on the show?
A lot of Jalen's?
It's three Jalen's in the top six.
Oh, wow.
That's high math. Shout Jalen Green. Shout Jalen Johnson. Jalen Suggs.
So here's the thing, it's one thing if you're a Jalen and you're like, what, 30 years old? If you were born during the Fab Five era, but now we got Jalen's that don't even know who you are. Like we got Jalen's born. So if you're in the top 100 now, you're born like 2003, you know, 2002. Like, that's interesting.
I gotta tell you a secret. I was an NBA basketball player then and a multimedia personality.
You were getting in buckets 2002. Then. You're still getting buckets then.
And I got another guy I want to bring on the show, Josh Christopher. He can ball too. So we like to give the young prospects love. You know, we get the Nas Carter news here, the LaMelo Ball updates. We maybe got to get out to a couple of high school games, Jacoby.
High school games?
Yeah, man.
Are we going to this? Are we going to this?
What do you mean? Whoa, Reg. Well, I understand.
I used to go to a lot of high school games when Lance Stevenson was playing. When he was winning the chip in the garden. I went to a lot of Lance games, but I haven't been to many high school games since then. Jalen, are we going to this Terrence Crawford fight? It's at MSG on Saturday night.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm gonna write an electronic mail to see if we can get some tickets.
Yes.
I'm gonna see if we can get some tickets. Let's go watch that fight. Let's go watch
you,
that.
You do that. And I'll do that. And what we'll do is we'll sit in the best seats. Because I just got to say this. It's really important to me. Uh-oh.
Don't do it. Whatever you're about to say, don't do it. Don't do it.
Jalen. I enjoy sporting events so very much. But I've been going to them for a really long time. And my eyes ain't as good as they used to be.
I need to be close. Okay.
And what I consider close is within the first 10 rows.
Okay.
That's what I consider close. It ain't got to be front row. I ain't got to be in the ring, but it can't be them UFC tickets we had. It can't be.
Do you remember? So we went in the Kodak Theater, which is right next to the Staples Center. There was a fight, a Lomachenko fight that I went to. And, you know, one of our colleagues got me tickets. And the tickets were for row, like, AA. So I went to one of the ushers, and I was like, oh, where's row AA? And then she pointed me to an actual row that was row AA, but it was all the way in the back of the building. And I was like, do I text somebody? I was all the way in the back of the Kodak Theater. And not until I made a couple texts that I realized there was two row AAs and that tickets were actually for the other row AA that was right next to the ring.
Hey, but here's the other thing. So Jacoby secures the tickets. I'm just feeling like, you know, we're going to be taken care of. I ain't worried about it. I don't think nothing about it. We're going to the fight. They're going to take care of it. It's going to be all love. As we enter, we get beverages. We get popcorn. I'm thinking that those AAs was going to be really close seats. As we leave the concession stand and I realize our tickets were on that level, I wasn't enthusiastic anymore.
It's because you're rich. I'm happy to be in the building. You know what? Beggars can't be choosers. We paid $0 for those tickets. We'll get what we get. We don't get upset. Like I tell my kids all the time. You get what you get,
you don't
get
upset. I can't see as well.
You get what you get, you don't get upset.
Did you see the fighter in the UFC who basically got his lip severed this past weekend?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Okay. From our seats, we wouldn't have saw that. We wouldn't have known. Nope. We wouldn't have known. We would not have known.
Nope.
While I'm shouting high school players, I got to shout out Imani Bates, representing Michigan, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Maybe you could come to Detroit and go to a game with me, fam.
I'd love to. I'd love to get out the house. I'd love to get out the house. Any reason to get out the house, you can sign me right up.
All right, bet.
Any reason. We got a voicemail, Reg. Okay. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you do, we'll put it on the show just like this.
Oh, it's good, y'all. Cultural or regional. Getting a real Christmas tree. That's cultural to me. Fake trees all day.
Okay. Jalen Rose, fake tree or real Christmas tree?
Fake tree is what we have. It's really tall.
Oh, yeah.
Like four different levels.
You put it back in the garage?
No, I put it in the attic. So, okay. Here's one of those things. Like, I'm not the handyman, like, fix things around the house type.
Mm-hmm.
But I am nostalgic when it comes to a lot of things. And Christmas trees are one of them. And bringing that tree downstairs from the attic and then bringing it from upstairs to the main level, that's a lot of work for one man. And so right now I'm deciding as I walked past a couple of smaller trees at the supermarket yesterday, I was thinking, I'm just going to buy like 3 or 4 small real trees.
I like that. I like that. Get some little trees. Just spread a few little trees around the house.
Spread them around the house. I'm thinking that's the route I'm going.
My wife used to be real particular about how I would put lights on the tree. I used to get really into it. I would put lights inside, like around the very inside, around the trunk, and then also on the outside. But here's one thing I learned. That's easy to do when the tree is freshly cut. You know what I mean? But when that tree starts to dry out and those needles get sharp, I don't like getting the lights out. So I mailed it in this year. I just mailed it all the way in. I just threw some lights on it, like whatever. We got a big, huge tree. These trees are expensive in New York City, man. These trees are expensive. I spent way too much on a Christmas tree. I'm embarrassed about how much money I spent on a Christmas tree. It was too much money. It was too much money for a tree.
I'm about two or
these
three
people are getting
small,
over on me.
Real trees. But here's the thing. Don't be a Grinch. You have small kids in the house. That's the difference.
Yeah. Kids love decorating the tree.
Correct.
They
love it. You gotta represent big.
You know what I'm doing that I've never done before?
What's doing that?
Elf on the Shelf. You ever did Elf on the Shelf?
No.
I never did this until I had kids. It's like there's
what
some elf. you move the elf around every day and he's supposed to watch the kids and report back on Santa to whether or not they've been good or bad. You're basically just kind of like extorting your kids into behaving well for the.
Oh, that's Santa. Cultural. That's cultural.
With the elf. I think it is cultural.
Oh, let me tell you something else I did this weekend.
What's
really
that?
Important journalism.
Oh, what'd
really
you do?
Important. I realized that even though I put my Alexa in the garage,
mm-hmm.
I realized something. I did some hard hitting discovery.
Okay.
My wife have two more in the house.
Oh, well, they listening. They're
and
listening.
So you know what I did?
Unplug.
I let her know, and I let Alexa know. When I'm in this house, those gonna be unplugged.
We'll see.
When I'm in the house, those gonna be unplugged. I told her, you gotta watch more Jalen and Jacoby. Because we broke down how the government is watching and listening internationally.
Well, I'm gonna ask Molly. I'm gonna ask Molly if she unplugs the Alexas, and she's gonna be like, nope, he's just saying things. I bet you're too lazy to unplug the Alexas. You're too lazy.
Ask her.
You're too lazy. You're too lazy. Well, I want to thank that caller for calling in. And we'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, KRS? It's time for us to give the people what they want.